Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The people of Puerto Rico continue to suffer. And for many, it's pretty close to being unbearable. It really is. 5 years ago, they get hit with Maria, and the devastation was just overwhelming. I remember being a part of a relief effort and evacuating people from the island. And there was one mother who had teenage girls. I think they were like 12 and 14 at the time. And she described conditions almost like The Walking Dead, where as soon as the sun set, you had to be inside, doors locked, to be secure. Had to be. Too dangerous to be out. Way too dangerous. And we did all we could to help as a country. We probably could have done more, but as a people in Pittsburgh, just remarkable turnout. And now, 5 years later, Fiona hits Puerto Rico. And there are many who are saying that Hurricane Maria's impact was like experiencing the end of the world. And Fiona has unleashed hell. And for many, they're expecting it to just get worse. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Laura Domenech. Dr. Laura Domenech is a senior medical officer at the Ponce Medical School Foundation in southern Puerto Rico that Brother's Brother has partnered up with over the past 5 years. Dr. Laura, thank you very much for joining us once again. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me again.
You are very welcome. I am hearing some really, really desperate news out of the southwestern portion, particularly of Puerto Rico, where power is out for upwards of a million people, no running water, and in some communities, reports that not even a single worker of a crew to restore power has shown up. What are you experiencing? What are you hearing firsthand?
That is correct. We have been, even before the hurricane, we were without power. And now here in Ponce, we're still without power and without water. And to be honest with you, we haven't seen anyone. And to make even things worse, you know, we don't have enough gasoline or diesel to get fuel for our generators. So everything is getting to be critical at this point. Walmart, which will never have closed, had to close because they didn't have any enough diesel to run the generators.
Oh, my. Yeah, because the generators are there for a temporary backup measure, but they're not there supposedly for long term. I mean, you can't run these things indefinitely, especially if you don't have the fuel to be able to do that. When it comes to the fuel issue, are you dependent on fuel coming down from San Juan? Because for those who may not know, Ponce is right there on the ocean. I do believe you have your own port there as well. Talk about the struggles of getting the diesel in. Why are you not able to get diesel as you would otherwise need it?
Well, this is the problem is island-wide. We don't have diesel anywhere in the island.
Oh.
So there was supposed to be a shipment for diesel, but the boat, the
it could not dock.
So, you know, we were not able to get it because of Fiona. So we're hoping, you know, by the yesterday or even tomorrow, we should be able to get, you know, diesel and gasoline to our island.
How concerned are you for the people who are receiving medical care? The last time that we talked, you said that electricity was able to get to one hospital and all of the other hospitals and clinics are operating on generator power. Are you concerned for those that you're caring for at this point and their ability to get the care that they needed and in some cases maybe even survive this storm?
Well, the problem is that we still have only one hospital here in Ponce that has electricity. But all the other major hospitals, they don't have electricity just yet. So without electricity, without fuel, we're going to be in a big problem very soon if we don't get that.
Yeah, because I'm also thinking about going back to 5 years ago, there was a lot of concern about those who were insulin-dependent diabetic, those who just needed to get their medications if you don't have power available to you. And so much of business is done with debit cards and credit cards and inventories and cash registers that are all online, all requiring electricity. I'm wondering about people just being able to get access to the basic necessities of life.
Well, right now, you will see a line of cars waiting to get fuel. And that has been, it could take you between 20 minutes to an hour. Oh. For you to be able to get some fuel. So that hasn't changed much. It comes to if you're everywhere that you go, you have to pay with cash because, you know, because we don't have electricity. Mm-hmm. Most of them cannot use their ATM machines. So everything is a snowball effect and everything gets worse, you know, by the minute because we cannot, if we don't get electricity soon, everything is going to get to a point that is going to be critical. For everyone.
Do you think that it's too strong a terminology for this headline that I'm reading? Hurricane Maria's impact was like experiencing the end of the world and Fiona has unleashed hell. Do you see this as being more difficult for many people to have to endure after just coming off of Maria from 5 years ago?
I believe so. Here in the South, we're doing really bad. Yesterday, I visited a community where I had to bring insulin to three families. One of them, he was coming from Bayamon, which is in the north, and his car, you know, went on fire, caught fire, and he lost his insulin. So this person had been 9 days without his insulin. We found another person who had been on the island for a little bit. She doesn't have insurance, so her blood sugar was really sky high. She didn't want to go to the hospital because she didn't have an insurance company to pay for. So we brought her insulin as well. So many, you know, stories like this is what's making it very difficult for people to live. The sad thing is because it happened before, people think this is normal. But I think, you know, we should be have, you know, the main necessities. Water and electricity are main necessities. And that shouldn't be something that, you know, we should be fighting for every day.
Absolutely. When it comes to the needs, what would you assess at this point are the needs of an organization like Brothers Brother able to provide to you? Because I want to be able to get people to be able to be supportive of Brothers Brother. What is it, would you say, at this point that you're in need of most?
Well, I think any solar, anything that's solar will be great. You know, because people are just sleeping. We just met someone yesterday that was crying because she hadn't been able to talk to her relatives because her phone died and she didn't have any way to charge it. So things like that, you know, it makes things very difficult, you know, and at this point, you know, people were very calm in the beginning, but I know that people are going to start getting, you know, the effects of not having electricity, not having running water.
Right.
Yesterday, we had a storm coming up, and there was a lot of water again, and rain and thunder and lightning. So I can't understand, you know, how these people did yesterday because it's you know, I have a roof, but so many of them don't have one.
You know, you make an excellent point about the stressors that come as this just gets magnified day after day after day, and the tensions get greater and greater as parents are trying to figure out how you're going to feed the families. How are you going to take care of mom and dad that need special medical care? How are mom and dad doing in care facilities? And then we're also not seeing an end in sight. My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Laura Domenech, once again joining us. She is a senior medical officer with the Ponce Medical School Foundation in Ponce in Puerto Rico. Are you hearing anything that gives you reason for hope that this is something that's going to be fixed anytime soon?
Well, as of now, we've heard that 70% of the island has water. So at least, you know, that part, we're hoping that we're going to get water. Electricity is a completely different story. But water, at least, you know, which is very needed at this point. Today I visited families that have people that have bedridden patients. And it's amazing how they're doing. They're doing, you know, so well, you know, knowing, you know, what they're, you know, going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to me, it's heartbreaking just
it
to
sure
see them,
is.
You know, going through so many struggles.
Absolutely. I remember the trips that I've made down and the heart of the people of Puerto Rico, just absolutely beautiful. How many times we went to help people and had conversations with people, and there was a focus on others who needed the help even more than they thought they did, even though they were clearly in need. There's this real true spirit of wanting to give back and take care of each other as family. And we want to be able to do what we can here in Pittsburgh to be able to help that. Dr. Laura Domenech, once again joining us, senior medical officer at the Ponce Medical School Foundation in Ponce in Puerto Rico. Doctor, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. All the best to you and your family. And hopefully things will start getting better very soon.
Thank you, Robert. And thank you to the people in Pittsburgh and Brothers Brothers Foundation for always thinking about us and helping us.
Well,
we really appreciate all your help.
Yeah, you are very welcome. And we are never going to forget you in Puerto Rico. We will never forget
you.
Absolutely. Dr. Laura, thank you very much. Do appreciate it, and all the best to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.